Next, bring in Buffalo head coach Reggie Witherspoon. Coach Witherspoon, good morning. Do we have Coach Witherspoon on the line?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, got you now. Good morning, and thanks for joining us today. You guys actually have a game tonight before you start conference play against Buffalo State, and you, as you host them at 7 o'clock tonight. But just talk about what you know your thoughts so far in the non-conference season, and although I know you guys have a game tonight, you know, touch on what you've seen around the conference or looking ahead to the conference season.
Well, you know, as usual, the Mid-American Conference is extremely competitive. Wouldn't want to be one of those guys that's forecasting, you know, what's out there. It is a lot of teams playing very well, a lot of great wins for our conference. What I've seen in the non-conference is teams getting better. Even as the non-conference season has progressed, and I think it looks like it's going to be a very exciting season.
Thank you very much. To ask Coach Witherspoon a question, please press star one at this time.
Your first question comes from Elton Alexander, Cleveland Plain Dealer.
Morning, Coach.
Morning, Elton. How you doing?
Holding on, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, sitting on that juggernaut over there. just talk about, you know, what you guys have done. Look like you've transitioned a little bit. Your baseline guys are really playing well. This team, just looking at your numbers, reminds me a little bit of 2005. Is that accurate? Or, at least along the baseline.
Yeah, we have some big guys that can put the ball in the basket. That's for sure. And I think we're making a couple of steps now. Sometimes it looks like we take three and forward and one or two backwards, but I think we're gradually getting and at least going in the right direction as far as progress.
Any pluses or minuses, you know, that have come with that in terms of, you know, how you want to play or how you?
You know, I'll say this. We've played more zone than we've ever played. So in terms of how we're playing, that would be, you know, something if someone were to just look at us play and that has, for the people who've watched us, that's, you know, a remark that people have made. Wow, you guys have never played this much. We've played games where we played a full game of zone, and we've never done that before. You know, we're still playing man-to-man. We have, you know, as I said, some guys inside around the basket that can really put the ball in the basket. We have some guys back from last year that can really shoot it too. Again, I think we're just we have – you know, some remnants there of some things that we can do well, and we've got to just be able to sustain it throughout a game. I think sometimes it's people look and they say inconsistent, but I think there's a difference between consistency and being able to sustain quality play.
Right. Is that where you are, just trying to sustain quality play?
Yeah, we can arrive at some pretty high moments and high level of play. What we've got to be able to do is sustain it, stay at that level and play at that level for an entire game, and then come back and do it the next day. And so that's where we're at. I think that, you know, what lies in the gap of that is, you know, this is our now fourth point guard in the last 4 years. The first one that's not a senior, very talented, learning on the job.
Is that, you know, as I look at some of these teams around the league, it looks like everybody has some kind of Achilles that, you know, all the yourself and OU and Akron and Kent, if you're looking on the east side, that may be being yours. Is that accurate? Is that something you see as well? And is it, how much do you think that's going to play out in terms of who wins and who loses over the course of the season?
You know what, I think probably every team, you know, has, you know, some things that are not where they want them to be. And the question now is, as the season goes on, what are the, you know, what levels of mental toughness are the guys at that would allow for them to improve in those areas? And I think that's the biggest key, and I think that's the biggest key going into MAC play is I think everybody has some things they want to improve or that need to improve, even the things they do well. And the mentally tough kids are going to improve, and then those teams will improve.
Good enough. I won't hog it. I'll let you go to somebody else, but keep it going.
Thanks, Elton.
Your next question comes from John Wagner, Toledo Blade Newspaper.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, John.
Will you talk a little bit about the things, and I realize you have the game tonight, but what kinds of things have you learned about your team through this non-conference schedule?
I think the biggest thing for us even going into the season was, you know, how to prepare ourselves and how to play on the road. You know, we have, you know, last year we had half of our scholarship guys were underclassmen, and we're about the same right now. So trying to get younger guys to stay focused for longer periods of time. And so we've gradually, I think, improved that. And we've had some, you know, we've had some pretty good challenges, particularly on the road, against some teams that are playing pretty well. And so I think, you know, you look at that and you go, well, okay, we've been able to have, again, high levels of play in those games. Now, you know, we have to be able to sustain it.
Is there any one area that's your biggest concern as you enter MAC play?
You know, I don't know this one specific area of the game. Just the mindset and long-term concentration, being able to deal with just the ups and downs of a game or practice even.
Mm-hmm.
Those are, I think, the things that you're hoping you can get under control.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, John.
We have time for one more question, if there's any out there, for Coach Witherspoon. If so, please press star 1.
Your last question comes from Evan Meyer, MAC Report Online.
Hi, Coach. How are you today?
Good, Evan. How are you?
I am fine. Coach, my question is, as you start this first round of Eastern Division play, it seems like they're behemoths in the Eastern Conference, really big, strong forward players. You have Javon and Mitchell Watt. You've got Julian Mavunga, the Zeke Marshalls, the Justin Greens. Is it just going to be a slugfest coming through the East in your mind?
Yeah, as you're reeling off those names, it's feeling like a slugfest going against my brain. you know what? I there are. I mean, like, it seems like everywhere you go, not just in the East, there's some great ones in the West too. And
Jerry Jones.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look and that's what was in the league when I, you know, first got to Buffalo. It's like everybody had a couple of those guys, and that is, I think, just nationally and as far as college basketball is concerned, that's been the hardest. You know, obviously there's less big guys around, and so there's less of them available for everybody, not just the Mid-American Conference. Then you look at our conference and you look at the quality of post players in the conference and you say, whoa, wow, these are hard to get because, you know, the guys we have in our conference, most teams around the country would want them as far as post players.
Right. Thank you, Coach. I'll see you soon.
Okay.
All right, Coach, thank you once again for your time. Best of luck tonight and as you get into the conference season.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.